Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 24th of November. Right now it's pouring with 25 degrees Celsius. The weather forecast for today is overcast with thunderstorms in the morning and a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Temperature range should be from low 26 to high 29 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 32 degrees Celsius. We can expect winds from northeast at 30 km per hour, and a chance of rain is on 80%. Forecast for later on is overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm in the evening and a thunderstorm after midnight, and winds from north-northeast at 25 to 30 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent and 2% of it is illuminated, and tomorrow is a new moon with the solar eclipse that takes place in Sagittarius. This marks the fourth such eclipse this year, and as it with the others, it signifies changes and trends to come over the next few months. A partial solar eclipse occurs in the polar region of the Earth when the center of the moon's shadow misses the Earth. The eclipse will be visible across Antarctica in its summer 24-hour day sunlight and in New Zealand near sunset with less than 20% of the sun obscured. Parts of the western Antarctic peninsula will experience nearly 90% obscuration of the sun. And here's Hazel talking about the new play which will be put on the stage on 2nd and 3rd of December at the new creation IKM School. So my guess would be you're volunteering somewhere?
I am. I'm volunteering at AKM School in New Creation.
On the theatre?
Yes, we're doing a project on Shakespeare's The Tempest with your grade 6 pupils, which means they're between 11 and 12 years old. We're also recruiting a few lads from year 7, and we have one adult actor who is Gandhi from the Visitor Centre, who has been in previous productions of Jill's. In fact, I think including a version of The Tempest that she did some time ago. My daughter Emma's also over here, and I've come home and I've been in the, what we'd say in England, the Slough of Despond. I'm like, I don't know what I've taken on here. I don't know how I'm going to
cope. She's with you and she's doing what?
Yeah, so she's moral support. Mm. I also started off doing storytelling sessions with a number of the other grade teachers, but as I've got more involved with the play, Emma's come in and has taken over some of my other classes, so she is working with the nursery children and some of the other groups there, and lending a hand, making props, and helping with some of the rehearsal with me.
Now, you said 2nd and 3rd of December, but where? In AKM School?
It's in AKM School. Mm. And this is the other challenge. We don't have a theatre in AKM School. What we have is a kind of veranda above the dining room space.
Oh, that new thing.
So at the moment, this is being converted. We're buffling the roof so that we don't have echo from the tin roof. We have black curtains we've borrowed from Barrett Nevas. We are putting curtains in at the side so we reduce any echo, and we create like a little tent area within the space, so it feels like theatre. Working with these children has been absolutely delightful. They're lovely kids. They're just so enjoyable to be with.
Resident Assembly Service invites us all for a collective gathering today at 5 p.m. at Banyan Tree. Let's meet a community at the centre of Orville, and let's aspire to call the force of Sri Aurobindo on the mother and focus on unity and diversity. A prayer to manifest one body of the mother. Tomorrow from 6 p.m. onward, the Kala Kendra Square Circle Gallery, Bharat Nevas, in the Pavilion of Indian Culture, is the place to be because the Hibiscus Art Village Project prepared a collective exhibition, New Generation. This is a work of 20 artists and future school students on the Next Generation theme. Exhibition will be open until 12th of December. The program for tomorrow is at 6 p.m. opening at Kala Kendra, at 6:30 surprise with improvisation, between 7 to 8 p.m. well cafe dinner, at 8 p.m. cinema, and at 8:30 p.m. music performance with Satsanga group. On Sunday, 27th of November, we can go on the morning trip with ATC to the bird sanctuary Vedantangal, and trip starts at 6 a.m. and finish at 12:30, and it costs 150 rupees. Road service is starting to the construction of the Savitri Bhavan Road, which will link the Bharat Nevas Gate to the paved road built by Martanda some 4 years ago. It will be ready to receive the marathon on 22nd of February. On Wednesday, 30th November at 4 p.m. at La Terrasse Open Space at Solar Kitchen, we are invited for sharing our ideas for celebrating the forthcoming Pongal Festival in January 2012. Let us all celebrate the festival with many interesting events and activities. Let us all welcome the special year by thanking Mother Earth, which is the essence of this festival. We are asked to come and share our ideas and let us join together in conducting the events and celebrating the festival of unity, love and harmony. Uber, a visiting tango teacher from Bangalore, will be offering two workshops on 3rd and 4th of December. For first timers and beginners on Saturday, 3rd of December, from 2:30 to 5 p.m. at Sao Chu, and for intermediate and advanced dancers on Sunday, 4th of December, between 3 to 5 p.m. And there will be Milonga on Saturday 3rd from 7 to 10 p.m. at Sao Chu. For registration, you can contact Jorge on 978-629-6441. Tibetan Students Association of Madras and Pavilion of Tibetan Culture invites us to the 6th Tibetan Festival in Oroville from Friday 2nd to Sunday 4th of December 2011. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can follow Oroville Film Festival Winner Series. And tonight will be Our Will Belongs to Humanity, directed by B, Timeless, directed by Mario, and Babies, made in France in 2010, and directed by Thomas Barman. And on Saturday, at the same place and time, we can see international film Memories in March, made in India in 2010, and directed by Sanjok Yanak. On Sunday at 3 p.m., children can see Kirikou et les Bêtes Sauvages, made in France 2005, and directed by Michel Ocelot and Benedict Galoup. And at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we can see True Grit, made in USA in 2010 and directed by Coen Brothers. In Visitor Center tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen comedy fantasy Midnight in Paris, directed by Woody Allen in 2011. And on Saturday, science fiction action drama Rise of the Planet of the Apes, made in 2011. At the Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen biography from Rwanda, Gorillas in the Mist. When we master gratitude, we give our love generously, because we know there is no end to our love. Don Miguel Ruiz. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourworldradio.org.